The following is a pre-recorded paid program and does not necessarily express views, opinions, or beliefs of 94.5 WGTK The Answer or our parent company, the Salem Media Group. The sponsor of this program, Woods & Water SC, is solely responsible for its contents.
Okay, we're going to get this started off right. You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so naked running.
What?
Apparently this means running without GPS, music, and any other tech. Got that?
Uh-huh.
I wish I knew that an hour ago.
Oh, my gosh. Dad, that's horrible.
I have a friend on Facebook who posts this stuff all the time, and it makes me roll. I saw this one. I'm like, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So naked running is apparently means without GPS, music, and any of that tech. I wish I knew that an hour ago.
Gosh.
Okay. All right. So I hope nobody spit Coke all over their computer screen.
Oh, my gracious.
Good Saturday afternoon. Welcome to another hour of Woods and Water South Carolina Outdoors.
47 minutes, actually.
48 minutes.
Whatever.
Get it right. 47 minutes and some odd seconds. It's a lot shorter than it sounds. Trust me, it goes really fast on this end. Today we are talking to Emily Kearse from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources about all the lottery deer hunts. We didn't get a chance to go into the other one we talked to her. But yeah, that'll be the second segment. We got a hold of her earlier in the week. She kind of gives an overview of it. There's, you know, a couple of websites. You can go to the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources page and under hunting and look at lottery hunts on the right-hand side of the page. Or they now have a Go Outdoors SC page where you actually go in. It's like the app, the Go Outdoors app, where you can go into your, you know, your portal or whatever under your Social Security license number or whatever. And the information is there, too, and that's where you apply. No longer do you apply on the SCDNR website page, but the Go Outdoors SC page is where you go to do lottery hunts. So we got that coming up. We do have a calendar. Let's just go ahead and everybody's out there going, please get on to something that's pertinent rather than naked running. That's kind of funny. I'm sorry. It hit me. I was just like, oh, that's a good one to lead off with. It'll make everybody laugh.
Oh, my
gosh. Your dad, I know. Okay, so, and then after, we're going to get into what's new for 22-23 from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, which is legislative updates, both on the hunting, fishing, boating, kind of pretty much anything new this year. We're going to get into that. Since everything's about to kick off, I mean, goodness gracious, 9 days away from opening day of deer season in Lowcountry and three and four. And dove season will open up in a month. And then September 15th. Look, you're the one that wanted to dove hunt this year.
Oh,
you're the one that begged
me
to do a field. And
we
haven't had any rain. I'm sure it's all burned up. I haven't been able to look at it in a month or so. So I don't know. We may have some brown grass to shoot over.
Brown grass.
But yes, let's, what do you say? Let's get on with the calendar events brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
And you going to start off or am I going to start off?
You can start off.
I can start. Okay. There's a group out there, and actually I've got two stories. How many do you have?
Four, three.
Okay, you gave me two. Why don't you go? Because I've only got two.
Okay.
That would be uneven.
Okay. My gracious. There's a King of the Swamp fishing tournament.
All right.
Coming to, huh?
All right.
Coming to PAX Landing, August 13th. It's Safe Flight until...
Safe Flight until?
Until
the...
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, until what?
Yeah. Until it's over.
Blonde moment. Registration opens at 5 a.m. that morning. It's $80. Let's see. All SCDNR rules apply. If you want more information, you can contact John McKenzie at 803-883-1050. And there's some rules and regulations on boundaries on the lake and things like that, so...
King of the Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good one to get lost in. trust me, I've been some places in that swamp you could get lost in.
Yeah, Santee. Well, I don't want to get lost.
I know. Pax Landing is on Santee, isn't it?
I think so. I thought so. Otherwise, I'm dumb.
Well. Okay. There's a group out there, and this is going to turn into a little bit of a women's deal here, called Her Wilderness. I just found it. They have events all over the country, and one of them is going to be here in South Carolina on August the 15th. It is an offshore fishing charter, and they've got one spot open. So Monday, August 15th, they're going to go offshore with Four Sons Charters. It's $375 total. And when you register, you'll be emailed a link to a private Facebook group where you can connect with other trip attendees, ask questions, blah, blah, blah. But plan to arrive at 7 a.m. and you're going to get back about 4 o'clock. So that's pretty cool. Her Wilderness. And that's where you can go to find a lot of their other events, too. Mm-hmm. It's a website. Her Wilderness. Cool. Okay.
My turn? Okay. Yeah. Bamberg County is having a South Fork canoe and kayak paddle trip Saturday, August 13th. Everything's on the 13th.
Yes.
You're going to be meeting at Brabham Landing?
Brabham? Yeah. Okay.
At 8:30 in the morning. And you're going to have a devotional called Down to the River to pray. And then 9 o'clock, the shuttle is going to take you, it's going to take you to the river, and then you're going to have to bring your own gear and your own boat. But if you do not have a boat, you can rent a boat from Cope Kayak Company. You do have to have a life jacket and whistle. It's required by law. But the shuttle's free, and they do take donations, and they're also having a school supply drive for student backpacks. So, sounds fun. And then if you are interested in camping or getting a cabin, the Edisto Birdhouse.
Yes.
I've heard of that before.
Yes. That depends on what your school schedule is this year.
What you want to do?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just want to go float the Edisto.
There's a cookout, too.
Well, see, that's just even more reason to go. Okay. Back to Her Wilderness again. They're having a South Carolina Sporting Clay Social on August the 21st from 1 to 6. It's going to be at Rocky Creek Sporting Clays in Richburg, South Carolina. There are 3 spots open for this. $75. They get in Rocky Creek in Richburg, South Carolina, which is over past Chester. Check in at 1 o'clock, safety talk, and then you got 5 stand to brush up on, and then they're going to shoot a clays course for 50 targets. So, and they're going to shoot the creek course, too. 12 stations. It's pretty. Yeah. And you can go to Her Wilderness and register for that one, too.
Dad, we weren't dumb. It's on Lake Marion, so we were right.
Okay. I figured it was down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got one left?
I do have one left.
What is it? It's not that one, is it?
It is.
Okay. You need to save that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't have time for that one.
It's that one.
It's that one. what do I have? I thought I had some. Oh, do you know this? This is National Fishing Month.
I did see that somewhere.
August is National Fishing Month.
Get out and go fishing.
It's hot.
For us. We haven't been out fishing in a while.
We haven't been like in a month. It's
that's
been
sad.
It's,
yeah, it's been we tried to go twice.
Yeah. Latest forecast is maybe Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, other circumstances.
Other circumstances.
Cameron Kuhn from over at USC, he's the coach at USC Anglers over in Union.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a schooling video today.
Oh, boy.
Or the other day.
On Kiwi?
I'm not sure. He's not going to tell you where he is.
Well, I didn't know if you could tell by the water.
No, I couldn't tell by the water. I tried. It's just a green background, leafy green background of a shoreline.
Well, that just...
somebody did give away their location on Lake Kiwi the other day, so I know where I'm going up there next time I go. But we know that because we've been there for a couple of years now.
Yep.
I'm
just ready to go out there and catch some fish.
Yeah. Schoolers are great. It's just going to get better between now and October.
Mm.
Murray, any herring lake, most any like schooling activities going to pick up. So, all right, y'all hang on. We'll be back after the break with Emily Kears from SCDNR. Starts out kind of slow, doesn't it? Wake up over there, Tay.
I'm awake. this music isn't helping.
It's not helping. But it's good music once it gets going. It just takes a long time. It's very rarely you get, you know, a Van Halen song that starts out this calm and then degenerates into what you call my music. So, anyway, but welcome back to another segment of Woods and Water South Carolina. Taylor, deer season. Whether we like it or not, for the low country is like less than a week and a half away. Kind of glad we don't have to go until September 15th.
Did you get your deer tags, Daddy?
I did get my deer tags. Did you get yours, Taylor?
I got mine, your cat.
Very good. And they told us they were coming, so they didn't lie to us.
No, they didn't.
They did. So, speaking of they being the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, we're happy to have Emily Kears back on us. Emily, it's been a few years.
It's been a while. Yes, sir. But glad to be back.
Yes, and happy to have you back. I didn't realize it had been quite that long. Emily, you're in charge of the lottery hunts for South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And like I said, it is deer season, so we do have alligators finished. Sorry, folks, if you're like me, you forgot to do your alligator thing. And it's it is what it is. But the deer lotteries are open. And open through August 15th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got a little bit of time to go in. You got an exciting new hunt that's opened up out there that, sorry, Taylor, Uncle Paul and I are applying for this.
Are you kidding?
You're staying home, yeah. Because it's an archery hunt.
Hey, we can still get her added. You can have up to four people on a group. So we need to add her. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to start off. You go to the website, dnr.sc.gov. The toolbar across the top has a little thing called hunting. You hit that. And if you look kind of down, I don't know, a little bit above halfway, apply for special hunts. You see lottery hunts. And when you click that tab, that takes you into Emily's world. And I'm just going to let Emily take it away and talk about the lottery hunts that are available to all South Carolina residents and even some non-residents.
Correct. So through the lottery program, we offer lottery hunts for five different species. And currently right now we have the deer lottery applications available. They will close August 15th at 5 p.m. And at 5:01 it will close.
You're late.
So make sure you're on time. Some things that are new this year, we do have our new database. Hopefully most have logged into the new Go Outdoors South Carolina.
Okay.
You know, with that website, you know, individuals can purchase licenses, do boat renewals, as well as apply for lottery hunts.
Okay.
But kind of the basic information for the lottery hunts is still on our initial website, you know, dnr.sc.gov. Another thing new with deer this year is we've added an additional deer lottery. So we now have five different deer lotteries.
Oh, wow.
We just love, yes, sir.
Okay. Run us through
them. Sure. The new deer lottery for this year, it is called the South Fenwick Island Archery. Two main important pieces about this lottery is you have to have a boat. We will not transport you to the island, so you're either going to be doing a lot of swimming. I think it's about 4 miles to the actual island from Bennett's Point.
Okay.
So it's important to have a boat for this, and it's also archery equipment only.
All right.
Sure.
Let me interrupt, just before you go, South Fenwick Island, how did that come to be part of the lottery hunt?
Sure.
Yeah.
So in the past, I believe the McKenzie Field Station, kind of at Bennett's Point, you've always had to have at least a permit.
Okay.
It's always been archery, too, to hunt there. And due to the popularity, I think they've asked it to be in the lottery program.
Okay.
So when individuals apply and they're not selected, just like other lotteries, they'll accrue a preference point in that lottery.
Okay.
That's a new lottery this year. You know, people applying for that, everyone, since it's new, everyone has 0 points going in. So this year, everyone has a kind of an opportunity to be selected for that one.
Okay.
And there's four hunt periods, and you can see those dates within the application itself.
All right.
But the four other deer lotteries we have, nothing really new this year. We have the multi-site lottery.
Okay.
That includes five different properties. That includes Belfast, Botany Bay, Hamilton Ridge, Palachicola, and Watery.
Okay.
And individuals can choose all of the selections in that particular lottery, but if chosen, of course, you will only be picked for one property and one hunt period that you selected.
Okay.
The unrestricted multi-site, it gets unrestricted because there are no antler restrictions on those properties. Unlike the other deer lotteries, a legal buck is either 4 points on one side or a minimum 12-inch inside spread. So the unrestricted, no antler restrictions on those properties, and those include Bear Island, a WMA, Donley, WMA, and then last but not least, I'm trying to remember, Bonneau Ferry. Sorry,
yes,
Bonneau Ferry.
Bonneau
those three properties.
Okay.
And there's multiple dates for each of those properties.
Okay.
And then the last two lotteries is the Webb Archery and then the Webb Gun Hunts. They are separate, just different equipment,
okay,
weapons. The Webb Gun Lottery, it's probably one of our most popular lotteries due to the fact it's very catering. It's like an outfitter hunt.
Yes.
Yes. We joke a lot of people apply to eat that fried chicken down
there.
Oh,
for the food, absolutely.
Yes, sir. But it's a great experience, just the historical, you know, you get to stay in the house.
Yep.
It's a very cool environment. You know, they take you to the stand. They will clean your game. They feed you. You get to stay in the house. It's very catering.
Yes. And that's the first place I ever smelled a sweet tea olive tree.
Very cool.
Years.
Very cool.
I mean, we're talking, it's got to have been getting close to 30 years ago now, the first time I went down to Webb and on a deer hunt, and the sweet tea olive tree, there's a huge one down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to have one. So I have one at my back door simply because I was
a Webb
sitter.
Well, it sounds like you need to start applying for these
I
Webb
do.
Hunts.
I do. I got to start getting back into them again.
And then the Webb Archery, unfortunately, you're not able to stay in, you know, the house down at
right.
Webb, but camping is available. But all of the lotteries, they operate independent of each other and
okay.
maintain separate preference points. So you can apply for all five of the deer lotteries, but just kind of be mindful of the dates you pick, because if you get picked for two hunts on the same dates, we can't change anything.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. What are some of the pitfalls that people or mistakes that people make on a lottery application that would keep them from getting into the drawing?
So with our old system, we did go to a new system March 1st to go outdoors. With our old system, unfortunately, there was the ability for duplicate profiles to be created. So an individual may had multiple preference points on multiple profiles.
Okay.
With this new system, that was kind of one of the main purposes. We're trying to fix individuals with multiple profiles and merge them into one.
Okay.
So the preference points, if you have points on multiple profiles, that would hurt people because it is crucial you apply each year with the same customer number.
Okay.
Another thing that could hurt people, for the deer lotteries, you can have up to four people on an application. For hunt parties, we do look at the individual with the lowest amount of preference points. So if you had 3 points and we add Taylor to your application with zero, that's going to hurt you.
Okay.
So it's crucial, and you can always call me and make sure everyone in your party has the same amount of preference points. You can also view it too and go outdoors SC, but everyone has to have the same amount of points.
Okay. you just mentioned go outdoors. we got into that a little bit, but it's goouthdoorssouthcarolina.com.
Correct.
Just
yes, sir.
Roll it out there. GoOutdoorsSouthCarolina.com. It is your new website. You have to log into it. It's real easy.
You do. There's like three things you have to do. You have to plug in your date of birth.
Yep.
Your last name, and then the third option, you can change it. You can do the last four of your social, your customer number or your driver's license, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's the three pieces to log into Go Outdoors SC.
And it's so simple. I did it, logged in, and where does that take me? Now that I'm logged in, I'm looking at everything.
Sure, that's like your profile. So
okay.
It'll show like your information, and at the top there's kind of some different pictures with headings. You know, you can purchase your license, any tags, you know, anything with boats and motors, and then on your far right, you'll actually see it says lottery hunt application.
Right there, Tay. Look, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, a turkey hunter. So
it's something you point out really right below where it says lottery.
Yeah.
A new feature is it says my preference points
right there.
So an individual can view their preference points 24/7. So that's a real nice feature with the new system.
Very nice. And then when you go into lottery hunt applications, there it is. Deer multi-site. It gives you the application deadline August 15th, unrestricted, web, gun. There's the Fenwick Island and web archery. So it's all right there, and this is the new way you get everything.
And go apply right now. So, like I said, deadline. And the prices for the lotteries.
Okay.
All of the lotteries except the web gun is $20 per applicant. And like I said, you can have up to four people.
Okay.
The web gun lottery because you're fed, lodging provided, it's $25 per applicant.
Gosh, that's expensive.
Well, it's not too bad when you consider trying to go out west to hunt.
Yeah.
You're actually getting a deal here.
Oh, you are.
And a great experience.
And getting to eat and getting to lodge down at Webb Center, it's worth more than $5 that you're paying to go down there.
Yes, sir. And actually, deer tags are also provided through lottery hunts, so you do not have to use your personal deer tags.
Okay. That's new, at least to me. When you do a lottery hunt, you don't have to use your deer tag.
Correct. Yes, we do provide tags for the deer lottery hunts.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, folks, there you have it. You pretty much all the information you need. Emily, you said if anybody has a problem, they can call you.
Yes, please call me. I'm here to help.
Okay, and what's your phone number at DNR then?
Sure. It's 803-734-3887. And if I don't pick up, please leave me a voicemail. I promise I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, that's Emily Kier. She's in charge of the lottery hunts. Emily, thank you for coming on the show again. I think we covered it pretty good. And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you ever need anything from us or need to get some information out there, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
I will do it.
All right, folks, you got till August 15th to get there on the deer hunts. And we do have quail and waterfowl hunts open up September 1st. Hang on, back in more Woods and Water, South Carolina, this side of the break. All right, Taylor, what were the two websites again?
Go Outdoors South Carolina.
That's the new page. I'm glad.
And then the SCDNR page.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're going to the SCDNR page, like Emily said, is still where all the information is. Mm-hmm. There's no registration on that page. But that it is a lot of the information is there. And they're gradually going to migrate all that information over to the Go Outdoors SC webpage.
Yep.
Where you actually go to buy the stuff.
It's a lot to remember, I know, but once you get the hang of it, maybe one day we'll have a more organized system of it.
We're working on it. So
They're
working on getting everything done. They got you do have deer tags. You have electronic reporting of turkey harvest. Deer electronic reporting of deer harvest is coming. You had to get everything in there, and then you just kind of.
Yeah.
Everything over. Now they've got the lottery stuff set up.
Yeah.
And she said there's still some bugs in it. She goes, if you find a bug, please call me and let me know. She did say that off the air after the interview. And if you're really serious, if you've never been to Webb Center for a rifle hunt, it's beautiful down there. You'll see some deer. You may not see illegal deer, but the overnight and the food – and just getting to hang out with a bunch of other hunters. We did. We stayed down there. Yes. Yes, we stayed down there. That's it.
That was a cool place.
Yeah.
I won't say that.
So, you know, it is a neat place to go visit and stay overnight. The food is well worth the $25 and the lodging. It's a taste of the low country.
Yep.
But yeah, they have a huge sweet tea olive tree down there. We were down there in December, the first time I was ever down there. And this had to been in the late 80s or so. Oh, yeah, I got downwind of that. I got downwind. The breeze is blowing pretty good, and I got downwind. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is that smell? And it's like I won't say I was in rut, but I was following the upwind to find out what that tree was. And it was a sweet tea olive tree. That's why we have that one right there.
That's why?
Yeah, because I loved it so much. I was like, I got to have one of those. And sweet tea olives, if you've never been around one, the blooms are really small, and they're yellow, and they smell like apricots.
Is that what they smell like?
Yes. You've seen me. I just going to stick my nose in the bone. I said, oh, I love that tree. Okay.
Oh, my gracious.
I'm having a good time today. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm enjoying this.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why.
Why?
I print the stuff off, and I go check it. The South Carolina Wildlife Federation's Women's Outdoor Retreat is already full.
We definitely missed that.
I mean, it starts October the 7th. And register. I don't even know where registration opened. I never got. But it's already full. I checked. It's full. They have a waiting list. Ladies, if you want to get on the waiting list, you can get on the waiting list in case somebody's. But we're out of luck on that one. Sorry.
But.
Well, luckily, there's another one.
Yeah, we do have another.
That registration just opened on.
Yeah, we have another opportunity for a women's weekend, and it's hosted by the Palmetto Trail. It's the Women's Outdoor Adventure Weekend. And also, bear with me, I'm looking at this on my computer, and my computer's a little slow, and I'm having to switch between pages, so just give me a second. but it is November
there you go.
17th through the 20th at Table Rock State Park, and it's a packed schedule. You are busy every single day. Yeah. They have all sorts of speakers, great dinners.
Some of the stuff they're doing, too, learning how to do.
Morning yoga.
That's not for me, but.
They have all sorts of these sessions where they go and they teach basics of fly fishing and map reading, foraging, backpacking, wilderness survival, first aid. Basics to kayaking, self-defense, just a whole lot of stuff that you're going to learn. And it's an all-day thing. I mean, you're basically going from...
It's a weekend deal, but you're going all day.
Yeah, it's like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. but there is a fee, and honestly, I think... Hang on, it's loading.
Is it $300 or something like that?
Friday or Saturday, one day only, is $175. Thursday through Sunday is, which is the full event, is $300. And then you can do a full weekend, including the first aid and wilderness survival. Either Friday or Saturday? It's $350.
Yep.
But you can go to their website to register, and like we said, it just opened, so hopefully you'll be able to get in. But
those things fill up in a hurry.
But there is a lot, and it's a lot of great skills that you can learn and like be able to bond. I know, like sometimes I know for me, like I get intimidated when I'm around a whole bunch of people. But I feel like this, they're going to make super chill and everything. So, yeah, go check it out. It looks great.
That's Mary Rowe doing that one. BB's doing the SCWF one. In fact, she called. She wants you to come down and help out.
I'd love to.
So.
Absolutely.
Oh, and we are. Let's see. Oh, and the Everything Outdoor Fest.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we will be there.
Yes, we will.
Is I think you found out a couple weeks ago.
Signing autographs and kissing babies. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to steal their candy.
Dad!
especially if they're like, what are those, funnel cakes? Yeah.
Funnel cakes. Are they going to have funnel cakes there?
Or smoked turkey legs. I don't know. There's going to be some food trucks and stuff there.
If they have funnel cakes there, I may or may not be showing up for all my seminars.
You can
find me in the back eating funnel cakes.
Yeah, really? We're going to be doing some seminars down there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of weird, Dad. We've always really covered people talking. We never have been
the speaker
in person doing stuff like that.
So
we hide behind mics.
Yeah, we do. The anonymity of the airwaves of radio. You will get to see us live and in person down there if you want to. They want us to do some seminars. So Taylor, with her experiences and all, is going to be doing, and we'll kind of be ping ponging on this one, because I've got some input as a dad or as a, you know, whatever.
As a whatever.
Yeah. Man in the outdoors. But you're going to be doing women in the outdoors,
mm-hmm.
or girls in the outdoors or something like that.
Still trying to work out the details of what all I'm going to say, but I'm going to put something good together.
Just don't jump on the boys too hard.
I know.
Took him to task. Girls, y'all can fish just as good as boys. And boys, there's some boys standing in this audience that those girls are there to wipe your with. I remember that. I was like, oh my gosh.
Listen.
My radical little girl here is beating up on the high schoolers again.
I speak my mind.
I know you do, it's good and bad. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that on Saturday and Sunday, possibly Friday, depending on your school schedule.
Yep.
And it will be, you know, it'll be 15, 20 minutes or so, and then some Q&As. So, you know, if you're there.
And for real, like.
Got some questions?
Yeah.
Ask them. Yeah.
I am like, I will feel more comfortable asking questions than I will just talking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you have any questions for me or like.
And we're not experts. Let's just throw that out there right now. We're not experts on this stuff.
We
have experiences. And that's where we're going to relate and all. And then the other one that are we settled on how do I get there?
Yes.
Would be the other one.
Yep.
Because we get a lot of times, I mean, I've been doing this my whole life. Taylor's been doing it her whole life. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to get there from a dead stop to full speed ahead. It's a lifestyle. It's not something we think about. It's just something we live. But a lot of people didn't grow up like that. So what we're going to do is, how do I get there? So in other words, if you want to get to hiking, how do I get there? Where do I start?
Do I get my gear?
Yeah, we're going to help you do some things like that. Just kind of give you some ideas of places to look for help, you know, to get involved in the outdoors.
And no question is a dumb question, because we all have had our dumb questions.
We still have dumb questions.
Yeah.
Just listen to our show sometimes.
But anyway.
So Everything Outdoors Fest in November is going to be fun.
It's going to be big.
Yeah, I think we're going to... Well, I'm not going to tell you our stage. It's going to be pretty fun. We're going to have a good time. But yeah, come out. I hope you will. But, 9:49, 10:35.
It's always awkward whenever you get to a certain point, and then you're just like, oh.
Well. Okay. I do have some stuff over here. And, no, don't have enough to get to that one. Or that one. I had some right here. Okay, well, here you go. The U.S. sets record with 1 million civilian guns sold for the 34th straight month.
Amen.
So more than 1 million guns were sold during May in the United States, marking the nation's 34th consecutive month of eclipsing that threshold. Just unreal. Just absolutely unreal. And let me tell you, I read a story the other day. Millennials are buying guns now.
Wow.
And it, you know, there are a lot of people still buying sporting arms and shotguns and all that, but there's a lot of people out there buying, first-time buyers, buying weapons for defense.
Good.
And the more the merrier. You know, hey, come on. I love a responsible gun owner. I respect them. They respect me, and they're buying it for a purpose. It's not just they're buying it because they see a need.
All right.
So, okay, well, that was an awkward ending to that one, but I want to get that out there. We'll be back on the other side.
With a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, all the new stuff from the Department of Natural Resources for the coming season, so hang on. I'll hedge out with some Doobie Brothers. one of the most iconic MTV videos ever produced. Right there. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Ah,
listen to you. Listen to you.
I'm not completely like, I don't know. I'm not a typical teenager
you
dad.
You are growing up in your musical
well, I
taste.
Sure hope so.
Well, I mean.
About to go to college.
Yes.
I'm a real life graduate, Daddy.
You're a graduate, high school graduate. She came home the other day after registering for all her EMT classes, and you have a patch on your shoulder.
I do.
A real medical patch.
I do.
Because you had to get fitted for a uniform. And
I went and did a whole bunch of big kid stuff this week.
Yeah. And you got your little, ID card.
My little retractable badge reel.
She looks like a real geek.
It's fun to play with. I'll be sitting in class and be like, whoop.
But you have to have that to get into the hospital, the ERs, and everything else that you got to get there.
Wearing my uniform shirt is great till I get thrown up on.
It's already happened once.
It happened twice.
Twice, okay. Yes. Okay, so every year, the South Carolina legislature tweaks things in the outdoors, whether it's big stuff or
boating,
just some little stuff.
Fishing.
That's right.
Honey, anything.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take you through some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just and so you're kind of up to date.
We're going to share the printouts. We're trying to make too much money changing the pages over here. I couldn't find it online after I printed it off, so I was like, okay, we got one copy that I'm going to have to do. We're sitting side by side.
Start the page.
I know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Well, so this is what DNR has come out with that's new for 2022 and 23. So in this article, it covers all sorts of
boating, fishing, trapping,
but
hunting.
But it's a little like they take it and split up into topics. So if this is going to be a good one, so sit down, make yourself comfortable, and listen.
They only got like 10 minutes to go, sweetheart.
Well, anyway, okay. For 10 minutes,
all
be
right.
Comfortable.
All right.
So what's new in boating this year? And it is, we've talked about this before, the new idle speed law went into effect this year. It's all about keeping a good and proper distance on these certain bodies of water from docks and everything. But this law says, under a signed law that went into effect in March, it's illegal to drive a boat, jet ski, or other personal watercraft faster than idle speed within 100 foot of a dock, wharf, a pier, or within 50 feet of a anchored boat or somebody in the water. So what does that tell you? That is just a big courtesy thing, and it's a big safety thing. And there's a list of lakes on here that
pretty much everyone up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And it covers the offshore too. Mm-hmm. Same, it's 100 yards in the salt.
Yours is on the next page.
Well, I mean, I was saying right here, there's 50 feet of docks, bulkheads, piers, and saltwater too, are within 100 yards of the Atlantic coast beaches.
Yeah.
Shoreline, which is interesting.
Get to that.
We have a wake surfing bill. It went into effect March the 14th, and it prohibits wake surfing on all waters within 200 feet of a dock, a person in the water, or an anchored watercraft. Wake surfing is defined in the law as operating a vessel that is ballasted in the stern so as to create a wake that is or is intended to be surfed by another person. That's to say, to drive boats that are designed or set up to create a significant wake. And, there's a lot of people out there with wakeboarders, and there's a lot of shoreline erosion happening because of it. And that's just a matter of, I think, a lot of people, going into a cove, cutting too close, and you throw in a wave. And let me tell you what, it is aggravating to be fishing when wakeboarders are out there.
And it's like, they don't see
a 3-foot roller.
Yeah.
I'm taking water over the bow of my bass boat every time they come by.
Yep.
It's a safety and courtesy thing. Mm-hmm. There's enough water for everybody to get along.
There is.
I mean, when I'm fishing, I'm going to be fishing cast away from the bank or. I try not to be out in the middle of the lake fishing during the day. I do that early in the morning if I need to. And the big water, y'all have at it out there. Mm-hmm. Just be courteous of other boaters and dock owners and that sort of thing. And look, we'll all get along fine.
And also, just a reminder, if you are a jet skier that goes out with a pontoon boat or something like that, or even somebody that you don't know, it is you cannot go up behind that boat and ride their wake as a jet skier.
No.
You cannot.
And they'll even get you for jumping wakes now, too.
Yes. So just be aware of that. Yeah. I know it's fun. We're not trying to set the fun out of it. It's just a safety thing.
Because people don't know when the enough is enough.
No.
That's the problem.
And you don't want to find out why those laws are in effect.
Yeah. Migratory waterfowl. New as of July the 1st. The cost of an annual migratory waterfowl permit, or the South Carolina State Duck Stamp, as it used to be called, has gone from $5.50 to $15.50. For residents and non-residents. Money generated from the permit fee is going into the maintaining healthy waterfowl population in South Carolina and along the Atlantic Flyway. At least $250,000 of the waterfowl permit revenue each year must be used to foster healthy waterfowl habitat on the state's wildlife management areas and leverage with other available money when possible to maximize the benefit. The same bill creates the position of waterfowl program manager within the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Freshwater Fisheries Division, oversee waterfowl and wetlands management statewide. And then it also creates a six-person waterfowl advisory committee that will be appointed to oversee the work and to prioritize spending on waterfowl management efforts. And a lot of that, you know, if you've been to the, you know, it's dikes, it's planning, it's flashboard riser systems, it's all sorts of maintenance and that sort of thing. Because, a hurricane comes through and busts a dike down at Bear Island. It's a pain to fix, and it's expensive. Mm-hmm. All right, so go ahead.
This law applies to trapping fur-bearing animals. This went into effect July 15th. This law allows the trapping of fur-bearing animals on private lands for non-commercial purposes during the established hunting season for each species. You do have to have a valid hunting license, of course. Also, what? the changes allow for the year-round trapping of beavers on private land and non-commercial, or for non-commercial purposes. Again, you do have to have a valid hunting license, but there are some seasons here for non-commercial trapping, and this is just beaver year-round. Raccoon and possum March 15th through September 15th. Coyote is December 1st through March 1st, and all other fur-bearing species Thanksgiving through March 1st. So, not a huge difference, but if you're a trapper, that is for you.
This is opening up a little bit of predator control during a non-trapping time of the year for the landowner.
Right.
And you could always, this it's always kind of been out there. You have to get a depredation permit to do it. I believe the purpose of this is to say, hey, look, do it on your land, have a hunting license, but you don't have to get the depredation permit. I think that's what it's called, but you need to check to make sure.
Okay. State law for fishing devices and methods. There's a really big change here is that state law now prohibits snagging fish in all freshwaters. So if y'all don't know what snagging means,
go to Alaska.
Well, yeah, go to Alaska. It's legal in Alaska. Oh, some points.
Yeah.
I remember that in Alaska.
Yeah, though. I hate that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Snagging is pulling a fishing device through the water with one or more hooks to try and impale a fish.
Not in the mouth.
Yeah, not in the mouth. It was legal on, was it 1,000 feet downstream of a dam or hydroelectric facility? It was legal. But this doesn't apply to people fishing with lures or baited hooks. So I kind of get confused with that because it's like, so now it's completely illegal.
Yeah.
But it was legal before. I didn't think it was legal at all.
No. Like I said, small changes. Small changes. Let's see. Saltwater fishing. Okay. Red snapper season. This is effective May 16th. You know, we had, 2 days on the federal season this year?
This caught people fired up.
And we did put somebody from South Carolina. I'm trying to remember who he is. I'm not going to spoil the fun, but we do have a South Carolinian on the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council now. And we're going to make more inroads to put more people who actually hunt and fish on some of these advisory committees and all that, so we can look out for the recreational boater fisher hunter in South Carolina. Red snapper are not often caught within South Carolina state waters, but a new law will allow anglers along the coast to take advantage of some that do encounter. So the General Assembly passed legislation that allows for year-round harvest up to two red snapper per person per day with a minimum size of 20 inches in state waters. Possession of red snapper in federal waters is still prohibited outside of the little two-day recreational season, and law enforcement will be strictly enforcing this distinction. So I guess if you're going offshore and you catch a red snapper or two, turn around and go back in, or if you're going out, then stop on your way back in and fish for them. Don't stop on the way out and carry it into federal waters because you will be in violation. And in general, with changes to South Carolina's trespass law, landowners can now mark property boundaries, with a clearly visible purple painted marking, consisting of one vertical line no smaller than 8 inches long and 2 inches wide, and the bottom of the mark not less than 3 feet or more than 6 feet from the ground or water surface. It has to be trees or immovable, permanent, non-movable fixtures that are not more than 100 yards apart and readily visible to any person approaching the property. So that's the purple paint law that went into effect this year.
Purple paint law.
Paint law, yes. So, yeah.
Just some new stuff.
Yeah, just tweaking things so and all. They do a lot of nothing really major this year. There are some rumblings that they want to close some bottom fishing areas that the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance has been made aware of, and we are working to that. 30 by 30 was defeated again this year before it ever got much on the House floor. And there's some other things that that we're going to have Geddes on to talk about some of the successes. So, all right. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great weekend. Continue to have a rest one. As always, make time to get out there.
Tell back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to catch.